The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for March 13th, a wrap-up of all the news that matters on the So Shore today. First, we take a look at the latest on COVID-19. Premier Stephen McNeil announced new travel conditions today. Any public employees who travel abroad will be required to self-isolate for 14 days after returning. The same will apply to students who travel abroad over March break, but the Premier says schools will remain open.
The issue for us is we need to ensure that when schools were open, that the isolation period would have happened. So if we close schools for an extra 2 weeks, there's no guarantee that those kids will be back in Nova Scotia 2 weeks prior to the school's opening.
The province also is recommending that no events with more than 150 people take place, with top provincial health advisor Dr. Robert Strang saying events like that are an unnecessary risk.
Whether it's a private function, whether it's a sporting event, whether it's a conference, we're seeing those are where the virus can really take hold and spread. We're asking people today to look at those practices.
As for cancellations, lots more coming in today, but some of the most notable included the Masters, NASCAR, all Nova Scotia Supreme Court cases, and many others, which you can find online. The provincial NDPs are also calling to revisit the issue of paid sick leave, something their leader Gary Burrell thinks is imperative in times like this.
There are lots of people for whom it's just not financially possible to stay home when they're sick, that they're absolutely dependent on that shift and getting those hours.
Looking federally, it was announced today that Parliament will be suspended until at least April 20th. Finance Minister Bill Morneau announced the Bank of Canada has lowered its prime 0.5% interest rate to 0.75% to help battle the economic effects of the virus. It was also confirmed today that the Prime Minister's wife, Sophie, has tested positive for the virus. Looking south of the border, multiple U.S. media outlets are reporting a White House insider has said President Donald Trump is preparing an emergency aid package along with declaring a state of emergency. Some good news on COVID-19 coming out of Ontario. A team of doctors have come together and are helping scientists everywhere better understand the root cause of the virus. Stuart Walter tells us more.
Researchers from Sunnybrook Hospital, McMaster University, and the University of Toronto have given a glimmer of hope in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. Working collaboratively, doctors Robert Kozak, Smear Mubareka, Aaron G. Banerjee, and Karen Mossman were able to isolate the novel coronavirus, the root cause of COVID-19. The breakthrough will help researchers in Canada and across the world develop better diagnostic testing, treatments, and hopefully eventually a vaccine. Dr. Kozak is a clinical microbiologist at Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto and says that the work demonstrates the amazing things that can happen when people collaborate. I'm Stuart Walter.
The Chester Village Commission penned an open letter recently announcing their opposition to open pen fish farms in the area. It comes as Cermaq Canada continues to explore potential sites around the South Shore. Chairman Bill Noss has attended many of the public meetings and says there has been no evidence of support for the project. He also says local politicians who don't stand up against the project stand to lose a lot of support.
And I guarantee you, this is going to be a nail in the coffin of Liberal people and the Liberal candidates is so short.
Speaking specifically about his MP, Bernadette Jordan, he says he would not have voted for her in the past had he known she would support this. In Liverpool today, the town honored Sarah Mitten, who recently qualified for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. As of now, the Olympics still plan to run this summer, starting on July 24th. Nearly 100 locals turned up at the event, which Mitten says is a testament to the community that helped get her to this point.
It's the best kind of support. Like, you come home and you just know that you've got, like, not only just Brooklyn, Liverpool, but it's the entire county supporting you. It's honestly incredible.
The community and Mitten herself hope that the games will still be able to continue. As for now, Mitten says it's business as usual.
We've been told to keep training as if the Olympics is going to happen. There hasn't been any word of it being canceled. There hasn't been any word on anything related to it. A lot of the meets leading up to the Olympics might be postponed, but just proceed with regular business.
IOC officials say the situation is constantly changing, but they did cancel the torch relay on Thursday, which was in Greece at the time. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.